and ISIS regenerate. So President Trump, learn from President Obama's mistakes. Listen.
Stop the car. We gotta move. Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 22 minutes past the top of the hour. I'll tell you, there's a lot of incredibly bad negatives if the governor decided to go down this road. And I'm going to get into them in a moment. And Art just articulated one of them, and he's quite frankly, he's correct. Now, there are a couple of other things I want to say about what's been going on at the Capitol. But before I do that, I want to remind you that this segment of the show is brought to you by Diamond Royalty Rides. You really can make somebody feel incredibly special if you buy them a limousine ride. And you can do that with a great Salem-based company, Diamond Royalty Rides. Check them out on the web, diamondroyaltyrides.com. You can learn all about what they offer you when you hire one of their drivers in one of their great limousines. DiamondRoyaltyRides.com. Make somebody feel special. Now, yesterday, the Democrats in the House, not in addition to issuing subpoenas, which are going to be, would be immediately constitutionally, this is not only intimidation, it is meant to cause individual members of the House to have to defend themselves with an outside lawyer. That's what it would do. This, is, again, is the heavy-handedness of the Democrats. But they tried to float something else yesterday. They tried to float the idea that they would stop the pay of House Republican staff. No kidding. Talk about a hostile workplace. Can you imagine staffers then filing lawsuit under the hostile workplaces? They talk about chickens coming home to roost. They actually floated that idea. It's unbelievable. Now, something else. Kate Brown said earlier this week that she doesn't have the authority to send the cops, the state police, to find and arrest errant Republican House or Senate members. Unless the presiding officer, in other words, Peter Courtney or Tina Kotek, ask her to. I think that's a ruse. I think that in a heartbeat, she would get Ellen Rosenblum to put forward an attorney general's provision, or opinion, rather, which could state, no, she does have the authority under Oregon's constitution. Now, this is disputed, but she would use that in and of itself as a reason to send forth the cops. Folks, there are so many negatives to Kate Brown even considering suspending the quorum, the Constitution, over a national emergency. Now, why do I use those terms? Because yesterday afternoon at 1 o'clock, there was, in fact, a hearing held. There was. And it was held... where is it here? There it is. This was an informational meeting in the Emergency Preparedness Committee. It was a briefing, quote, I'm looking at it. It was invited testimony only. It was a briefing on the recognized threats to national security associated with global climate change. They're using that. They're teeing this up, folks, as an excuse. But there are so many implications to this, and none of them are positive for the Democrats. Now, that ought to give you hope. I don't have time to get into them because it's Freedom Friday. When people call, I try to get to the phones. So I promise you, when we come back from the bottom of the hour, I will get into a number of negatives. And frankly, I hope they do this, folks. It will dramatically move momentum that's already going our way. More towards Republicans and conservatism if they do this. I hope they try it. I really do. But think about, they know this. They're not stupid. They know that there are so many negative connotations if they do this. Why would they dare to go to such extremes? And how could we fight it? We'll talk about all of that, but let's go to the phones. We'll go to Rebecca. Rebecca, good morning. What do you have to say on Freedom Friday today?
I received a letter yesterday from the administration at the Capitol, and they have told me that I have to call the state, or I have to write the state police to allow them to know that I'm coming to the Capitol anytime I want to come. And
really? Why?
Well, it's kind of a story, but if you allow me to, I can tell a story.
You got 2 minutes, so you better go.
Well, it was the third time I've been shut down for talking to people about the sign. Okay, there's a sign in the offices that says Black Lives Matter. And about a year ago, I got shut down. The police came and followed me around for 45 minutes for having a conversation about that. And then I got shut down again. But this time, the person, the office aide, accused me of racist statements and that I was standing too close to her and intimidating her and I wouldn't leave the office. And so she said things that aren't true. And also during the, she listened to me very nicely as long as we were talking about climate change. Because I was going around all the offices talking about the maps of the ancient Sea Kings book. And so I had put the book on her desk and was actually down on my knees on the floor talking to her for quite some time. And then I brought up Margaret Sanger, and that's when the fireworks started. Anyway, and so in that fireworks, she exclaimed, "I hate Donald Trump." And I said, "You hate Donald Trump and you hate me." And then I was getting up off my knees to go out the door and went out the door. And she said, "No, I don't hate you." And I said, "Yes, you hate me too." And anyway, so that's the fieriest it got, at least in my opinion. But what I see is that they will not allow you to talk about Margaret Sanger and the fact that she was a eugenicist and said that black lives are, blacks are like...
All right. So you've gotten a letter from the state police. You need to hire a lawyer and you need to sue. That's what you need to do. And I think there's a lawyer that might do this for you. That's a violation of your constitutional rights for the state police to say that you have to alert them. I believe it is. I think you have to take this head on, Rebecca. That's an outrageous story. But she's right. They do not want to hear the truth, and they will claim racism at a moment's notice. Completely. It's just outrageous. 6:30 in the morning, back in the morning.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back, friends. Great to have you with us. So how far would you be willing to go to stop Kate Brown from making a mockery of and destroying the integrity of our Constitution, especially if she got away with it? The courts let her do it. Now, a couple of things here. You have to assume that, in fact, you know, that somebody would sue and that they would lose in court. Now, I think it depends on how, you know, this all came down, how Kate Brown would actually try to declare a climate emergency in the state of Oregon, suspending Oregon's constitutional quorum requirement. and going ahead and having all, I mean, can you imagine the optics of this? There are so many negatives to this, folks. Can you imagine Tim Knope and Sherry Helt, House and Senate Republicans, which are the two rhinos that have decided to stay behind because they don't think they can defend their actions of standing out and defending their constituents. Can you imagine them leaving the floor, leaving the building, and only Democrats voting to do this, and having one Democrat each, Brad Witt in the House, who said he's not voting for it, and Betsy Johnson over in the Senate. All Democrats voting to pass this. Can you imagine the pictures of that? And believe me, Republicans would be taking pictures. They'd have photographers in there. The TV cameras would be there. It's bad optics, folks. Really bad optics. So how far would you be willing to go? So Ed writes me an email about this. How far would you be willing to go to stop Kate Brown? Would you be willing to contribute to a fund to sue to stop it? I mean, think about the implications here. If a governor can declare a climate emergency in one state, but not the state next to us, and the United States hasn't declared a climate emergency, then a governor can basically, then the Constitution is meaningless, isn't it? Here's what Ed writes me. I'm hearing that the Democrats are considering skirting the Oregon Constitution and passing cap and trade by hook and crook. In other words, the way they usually cram their agenda against the will of the people. If they do, I think 300 or 400 of our closest friends should join us politely but forcefully walk into the Capitol and make a citizen's arrest on the entire Democrat caucus at the Capitol. I'm not the slightest bit afraid to spend the night or week in jail. If a policeman lays a hand on me, an amputee who can barely walk, well, that's the kind of image that will make national, if not international, news. If they violate the Oregon Constitution, I'll be ready to join you within the hour. The charges will include perjury for willful violation of their oath of office. How far would you be willing to go? What if, I mean, this is how you would stop Kate, literally. So could you get a judge to, I'm quite serious now, under the provisions of Oregon's Constitution and the ability to, under U.S. Supreme Court rulings and Oregon's Constitution, there is a case to be made that you could go to a judge and allow citizens' arrest of the legislature. If you walk into the building with an order from a judge allowing this, now, this is quite a long shot, folks, allowing it, you present that to the sergeant at arms and the Oregon State Police that are guarding the legislature in the Capitol. They would have no choice but to allow it. You go in and you arrest the members under citizen's arrest and haul them off to jail. Now, it's an interesting idea. I don't think it's a good one, because I think the optics of that only help the Democrats. The optics of them voting for this thing all by themselves after the governor has speciously suspended the Constitution, for which she would immediately be sued, and you would immediately seek an emergency injunction against her. Now, you have to do an underlying lawsuit to ask for an immediate injunction, and a judge will only grant you that. Now, this has been my personal experience. The judge will only grant you an injunction if, in fact, the judge thinks there is that you might succeed in the underlying lawsuit. Okay? That's how that works. Now, Lee writes me an email. By the way, you want to send me an email. It's jeff@1220.am. It's Freedom Friday. You can call and talk about anything you want to talk about today. There's other things in the news, too. Shamia Fagan, the communist, and this woman is a state senator communist. She now has filed for Secretary of State because the moderate Mark Hass is not enough. I think this is wonderful, folks. They really do. It just makes Kim Thatcher's opportunities so much better. This woman is a radical. She's also very dangerous. Lee writes about Kate's next career. With such a push, and the recent financial gift from Nike, there must be another agenda at play. Brilliant. Because that's one of the reasons why Kate, my prediction to you is Kate will not do this. Kate has a lot of money in the bank, folks. She's continuing to raise money. Everybody's scratching their head. Why? Because she's not done in politics, friends. She's not done in electoral politics. Now, where could she go? You know, it's going to the U.S. House of Representatives is, probably not. Unless she struck some deal with one of the other, you know, like Earl Blue, Bowtie Earl, right? Blumenauer? Probably not. The only other thing she could do is maybe if she struck a deal with Wyden. That's the next Senate seat that would be available. Merkley's up this time in 2020. Wyden's up in 2022. He's been in the Senate a long time. Now, I don't know that he wants to give up his power. I mean, he is New York's third senator, right? Because he lives there, not Oregon. But the reality is, she's not done. If she were to, here's the risk she runs. I mean, it's multifaceted. The optics is one of them. A lawsuit that both Ed suggests, which would have to be a reason why you would, I think, engage in some kind of a citizen's arrest idea. Again, I don't think it's a good one. I think it's possible. But the lawsuit of that Ed talks about violating your oath of office is really what Art talked about. It's the same thing. Violating your oath of office by accepting the idea that you can suspend the Constitution, constitutional requirement of quorum, and that is in essence suspending the Constitution, that you could do that based on something that's highly disputed. Even the Oregon Supreme Court would have to look at that and say, okay, because in the lawsuit challenging it, you would get a lot of experts that come in, and you would clearly get the U.S. administration coming in. Now, Kate has an agenda, folks, but she also is not done with serving because she is such an ideologue, because she wants to ram her agenda down our throats. Because she is such an ideologue, she's not done. So would this help or hurt her? I think it would be devastating to her. That's why she won't do it. Because she cannot run the risk of, again, the optics and what happens down ticket. You see, again, if the optics of this is, if she does this, and Democrats are the only people on the floor voting, that gets used against the Democrats big time in the elections this fall. And it is a true game changer. The momentum is already coming our way. Now, you ought to be happy about that. But it's never good to have a governor try to push such an incredibly ridiculous idea. But think about the optics of that. If the Democrats lose big time, and part of it is attributed to that. The other thing is if she loses in court. Now, I go back to this hearing yesterday. They're teeing this up, but it's a national emergency, so it depends on how the lawsuit could go forward in federal court if she asserts in her proclamation of an emergency that it is a threat to national security, and that's what that briefing was about yesterday. If she says those words, it should go to federal court, and Trump just flipped – the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, folks. This would immediately get out of the hands of the liberal Oregon Supreme Court, would go into federal court, where you would immediately ask for an injunction from a federal judge. Because now, you see, the U.S. government has not declared a climate emergency based on national security. If she tried that, it opens the door for her to be immediately enjoined, because that is a federal issue. And the federal government has supremacy. There's more. Get all of it. What do you think? It's Freedom Friday. You can call and talk about anything you want to talk about. Back at 6:48. Come on and sing my song.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 10 minutes till the top of the hour. Rich, thanks for just wishing me to have a great weekend. I hope you do too. And Rich, I hope you go out and do something special for your lovely bride. And my buddy Lee, do nothing, say nothing is his email to me. By the way, you want to send me an email, it's easy. It's Jeff at 1220.am. Hey, you know what? Before I read that, I'm going to go to my friend Jake. Jake, good morning. How are you, brother? Hey, Jake, are you there? Well, for some reason, Phil, I can't hear Jake. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, while we're waiting to fix. Okay, all right. Jake left. Hey, Jake, I wish you and Tracy a marvelous Valentine's Day, friend. So Lee's email is this. So I'm amazed that a small group can make such a big stink. These groups that demand to be identified by their perverse sexual desires continue to attack the normal. Over the years, we now see how many of these behaviors are now accepted. So where are the people that stand on principle? Respect the person, hate the sin. There is a quote, and it's by Edmund Burke. Quote, the only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing, unquote. Yes, that is quite correct. We have to take a stand, friends, for what you believe. It's so important. Freedom Heating and Air is a great local company that can help you stay warm this winter. And in fact, if you got an emergency, you ought to call them, because they've got an emergency team that can come out and get your heating unit, whatever it might be, up and running. Why don't you check them out on the air, or on the web, rather, freedomheatingandair.net. It's all one word, freedomheatingandair.net. You can depend on them. They're trustworthy. They've been in business here in Salem for 40 years. freedomheatingandair.net. Let's go to the phones. We'll go to Rebecca, who's on the line. Rebecca, what say you this day?
Good morning. Yesterday, I went to Oregon Citizens Lobby and brought the paper that I've developed concerning the book, Maps of the Ancient Seeking, and the 2 points that I made in the hearings last week. The first point being that Antarctica was mapped at a time when there was no ice on it. And
no kidding. Wow.
The second point being that the sedimentary cores that have been pulled up from the rivers of Antarctica show that Antarctica was ice-free and the rivers were freely flowing three times in history. And so I took the book along and showed people the maps, and then took it also around lobbying afterwards. And when we bring a paper like that in, we make 100 copies, And then I asked people at the lobby session. We at noon we all meet, and somebody makes a presentation. And I made a presentation after Mike Newman was done making his presentation. Then I asked people to help me with the distribution of these papers, and various people took them. But there were two floors of the house side that were left, and so I started going around yesterday and didn't make it through. I'm about a quarter of the way through the distribution of the remaining ones. So if anybody okay. wants to contact me, and we can work together next week, maybe on Monday, it'd be wonderful to work together with somebody from Oregon Citizens Lobby for that. But this is a very powerful thing, and I've been telling people as I lobby, you know, we still haven't recovered from the hoax that Bill Clinton pulled on us when he did the spotted owl thing and closed down our logging towns. And Oregon right. has never recovered from that hoax.
That's right. We have it. So many rural communities.
And here we are wanting to do it again. This is going to be way worse. This is going to be magnified worse than the other hoax. And it's going to affect everybody. The logging thing affected everybody, but people aren't terribly aware of it. But the thing that I've been seeing as I talk to them is that they believe that the people they believe that the Republicans are the ones causing all of this. They've been indoctrinated with the idea that Republicans are the ones making Oregon bad, and that if they don't pass this, they're going to not do well by the Oregon voters or the Oregon citizens. Or actually the people of the world. They're
trying to save the
world.
And Rebecca, I got to let you go because we got to move on to somebody else. But that's an excellent point.
Okay.
They believe the lie that we only have so many years left to take dramatic action before the earth becomes uninhabitable. And they're brainwashing little children about that. And it's ludicrous to think that anything we can do here in Oregon, anything, is going to make any difference in the rest of the world, which isn't going to do what we're going to do. It's going to continue. These people are crazy. Let's go to Philip, who's on the line. Philip, good morning.
Good morning, Philip. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I can. What's on your
okay.
mind?
Yeah, just want to make sure. There's I get a card from the Oregon Sportsmen Association, Bill of Interest to Sportsmen. Is this bill ongoing? It's labeled SJR201. It banned lawmakers from walking out. Do you know anything about that?
Yeah, it's still alive. It is. It's probably unconstitutional, first off. And secondly, it's a change in the Oregon Constitution that would remove the quorum. So it would make right. it easy for the majority to continue their tyrannical actions against and just roll over the rights of the minority. That's what it would do. Right. I think it's a huge mistake. I hope they try it because they'll lose.
Right. It has to be voted on by the by
it
the
does. Yeah. Only you and I, only we the people can change the Constitution.
Okay. So it probably won't pass if it's.
No. What they'll do is they'll send it out to the voters, and we'll vote on it in November.
Oh, okay. And depending on how they word it to the public. If they don't know what it's all about, they could.
Well, see, there you've hit on an important issue, Philip, because they get to cook the books and stack the deck because they get to write the wording for this initiative rather than the attorney general. And the courts have let them get away with that. Can you believe that?
Let's make sure everybody's aware of that because that's important for the Republicans or whoever. Need to be able to walk out and
You're absolutely right, Philip. And I tell you, all the businesses that are going to be destroyed, I mean, industries that will be dramatically negatively impacted by cap and trade, had better help us get the word out to vote no on a constitutional amendment that allows the tyranny to roll over the minority. Philip, thank you. You blessed all of you. Happy Valentine's Day. Make it a great weekend. I'll see you Monday.